at this time of year, it just is not green.
Yeah, I've been out here a couple times this time of year. So. What kind of things do you put on the side of your house here, like to protect the wood of it? Do people usually?
Well, I don't know. I used Thompson water seal on the patio, but actually the house itself is covered with vinyl siding, and so there is not much that the hail isn't really good on it, but other than that, it's not.
Is that pretty common in this area, that siding you just mentioned?
Maybe not so much vinyl siding as you get metal.
Okay, some type of aluminum. What about the roofs? Is that, or the roofs, is that usually metal or usually like shingles like you have?
It's usually shingles, asbestos shingles.
Did you ever get tin ones around here at any time?
Once in a great while, you'll see a house that will use tin.
Okay.
But not very much.
Okay.
It's mostly asbestos.
And as far as siding, what do you remember what they used on your house growing up? What was some siding?
Oh, it was basically it was a frame house, a wood, you know, wood structure.
Okay.
And then they used this when it came out years ago, imitation brick siding. It also was like shingles, only it's supposed to look like brick, and that was on the house. For
Do you see more like brick used in that way around here, or wood? If you
Well, it depends.
Is it mostly
on
this vinyl type of stuff?
Kind of depends on what kind of house you want.
The wood will do all right.
Yeah, the wood will do fine.
Because where I'm living in Georgia, you can't really use wood.
Right. Well, you can out here, though.
Yeah. Well, we don't have that problem. Okay. What about, you got lots of windows in this area. Do you usually use storm windows or anything?
Yes, I think that's something almost everybody would have, would be storm windows.
Okay.
Some type of storm window.
Okay. And that means like there's a double pane of glass.
Okay.
You probably need that both for insulation and in case you got some hail.
Insulation. Keep the cold out.
The hail, would it?
No, keep the cold out.
Okay. Okay, and does it stay pretty sunny around here in the winter and stuff? So you get some heat through the windows? Good. You mentioned basements. Are storm cellars done around here much?
Well, they are, yeah. There'd be some places that have storm cellars.
Okay. I just know that
basically, probably almost everyone would have a basement.
Okay.
And it might be a few farms that might have a storm cellar.
Okay.
Maybe not so much now, but like when I was a kid, we had what we called a cave cellar. And it was down in the ground, and this is where you put your food that you can, your potatoes that you wanted to keep during the winter. And in case of a tornado, that would be where you would go.
Okay. Did you say that would be under, would that be attached to the house?
No, it would be out, could be anywhere.
Okay.
Our particular one on the ranch where I live was probably a stone's throw away from the house.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. Did you mentioned earlier dressers. Did you have one that had a mirror on top of it? Would that still be called a dresser?
Yeah, that would be a dresser.
Okay.
If it didn't have a mirror, you probably would call it a chest of drawers.
Okay. All right.
But a mirror made it a bureau or a dresser.
Yeah. Do you know how those old mirrors were made at all?
No, but I've got one there in that front bedroom.
Someone that had that quicksilver in the back?
Have
you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Good. And do you have, I guess I didn't notice why, you have